live on your radio. It's the Kix 96.9 Morning Show with JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick.
This show just got interesting.
You know, you should really go on this show.
I mean, what is this show?
This is a show that families enjoy.
This show does something that no show on TV does.
Ah, this show is so good!
Let's get this show on the road.
I love this show.
It's the Kix Morning Show. JP, Lauren, Husker Nick, good morning. Welcome to Wednesday, March 27th, the first day of hell.
What?
Oh, my God.
Why?
Thanks, Kansas.
What happened?
They're burning stuff again.
Oh, is that what that smell is?
That's that smell.
I know over on 84th and Old Cheney, they had something going on. It was like a horrible gas thing going on over there.
Oh, did you read?
Somebody had gas.
No, it wasn't gas. It's the stuff they put in natural gas so you can smell natural gas.
Uh-huh.
Because natural gas doesn't have a smell, which is dangerous.
Right.
So it was like just the scent of natural gas, but not natural gas, but just a really strong smell. Well,
yeah, it was crazy. Like we were like at Bubbles and Blocks because I was picking up my kid.
Yeah.
And from the spot where they had the issue, it was like 6 blocks, and it smelled like it was right next to me.
Ugh.
It was crazy. They actually evacuated just to be safe because they started smelling the natural gas smell.
Right.
So they called the gas company, and they were like, "Well, we're not showing anything, but if it smells that much, you guys should get out of there."
Yeah. Right.
You know, get all the kids out. So they went on a little field trip. So little Bales got her first field trip.
Aw, nice.
Yeah. Good for Bailey.
Where'd they go?
There's a park over by there, but it still smelled.
Right.
Because they're like, "What is happening?" So is it safe here? You know, that kind of thing. Oh, my God.
So there's that smell. There's the wonderful burning of smoke from Kansas burning off all the fields.
I hate Kansas.
And then our air quality is down. So if you've got asthma and allergies, it's because we had a really harsh winter. So the trees and grass are like, "Ha-ha! We're going to come get you."
Yay.
And so it makes it just
I think my tree is finally starting to bud.
Yeah.
Like we're finally hopefully going to get some leaves.
They're out to kill you, just like in the Mark Wahlberg movie, The Happening.
By the way, JP, I had an experience that I think you need to have.
Okay.
Really okay. Last night I went to Puddle's Piddle Party. Or pity party.
Oh, no.
Yes.
No.
Okay,
the damn clown.
Yes, he is a clown. This was at the Rococo last night. He's from America's Got Talent.
Oh, great. Congratulations.
He was one of the big breakout stars. But no, so many people that don't like clowns like Puddles.
What?
Yes.
No, I can't do it, man. He just
sweetest
looks creepy.
Clown.
He looks like the creepy clown from Seinfeld.
A little bit.
Yeah, I just can't do that. I can't do clown,
what
period.
Does that look like?
Really? He wears all white and the white top, like the white.
Okay, like, and he has like the black lines on his face.
Yeah,
like the old style.
Yeah.
Like
which is even creepier than the normal
style. That's pretty neat.
I can't even, the show was amazing, but I can't even explain to you what it was. It's one of the weirdest shows. It was, so he is a old school style, like vaudeville clown. He doesn't speak. But he
that makes it even safer.
But he sings, and he has this astounding voice, like this amazing voice. He does like postmodern jukebox. He's sung with them a lot.
Right.
But he does like those kind of mixes of like.
So he lulls you to sleep with his singing, and then he kills you.
Chandelier and Royals and all those kind of songs, but like postmodern jukebox style.
He hypnotizes you with his music, and then he kills you.
No,
murder.
He's
That's
wonderful.
What happens.
Did I see on your Facebook that you said he came around and thanked everybody for coming?
Yes. Whoa. Before the show, he came around and shook the hand of every person in the audience.
That's
in the
really
Rococo.
Cool. That's super.
Very
cool.
Nice
he came
of him
up
to
in
do.
The balconies.
If he could do that without costume on, I'd be fine. But
he's also almost 7 feet tall.
Yeah,
really?
That makes it even scarier.
Wow.
Yeah.
The giant clown
That's
coming
cool.
at you? That's
he
not fun at all.
He did one of the funniest things, and more artists should do this. Mm-hmm. When he was singing, because you're allowed to take, it's one of the shows where you take all the photos and video you want, so everybody had their phones out a lot of the time. And he was singing Chandelier, and he comes down, and you know the first person at the bottom of the steps has their phone up, so he kind of sings into their phone, and then he takes it and walks across doing a selfie and hands it to somebody else and takes their phone and then walks across and then hands he mixed up about 15 people's phones.
Oh dear!
And then he just kept picking up phones and handing it to some other random person.
I would be panicked the entire time.
Exactly. He's
like,
trying
who has
to disorient
my phone?
You so he can murder you.
Who has my phone?
Exactly.
Do not look through my photos. Like, you stay out of there. Jerks.
Well, congratulations on Ninja.
I think you would enjoy it. I really
would. That'd be the one show I'd have to sit there with my eyes closed and to listen to the music and enjoy.
I know a couple of people that do not enjoy clowns that loved Puddles. They like Puddles.
Good for them.
Don't miss this. Guess what happens next. Next on the JP Lauren and Husker Nick Morning Show.
We got free money with cash and concerts. We've got the Millionaire's Club, Couples Therapy, Jared Neiman, and more. Oh, yeah, and about 10 miles, too.
JP Lauren and Husker Nick. The Kix Morning Show is on now.
Are you stupid or something?
Stupid is, stupid does, sir.
Axe body spray. Is there just nothing it can't do?
I mean, I can think of lots of things.
There's a lot of stuff. It's made for teenagers, number one.
My son, it is amazing when he doesn't take a shower, and then when he does, there will be a levels of cloud that follows him after the putting on the Axe body spray.
Does he put it on when he doesn't shower to cover the not showering?
Oh, yeah. That's
it's worse.
Dude, so then you've got BO and Axe.
It's the worst case scenario because that Axe body spray wears off after like 7 minutes. And whatever that smell is behind that it now has done is, God.
Yeah. That cloud, through that cloud. It's so fun.
Man.
Spraying Axe body spray on stinky teenager is kind of the equivalent of when somebody blows up your bathroom and then spritzes the little flower stuff. Like now it smells like flowers and poop.
And poop.
I'm 90% sure though, like if it weren't for teenagers, Axe body spray wouldn't exist.
Absolutely.
Yeah, no, that's a very true fact. This guy who's 49 by the name of Efren Mencia Ramirez was pulled over in South Carolina Saturday when a cop saw him speeding and swerving. And as the cop approached the car, he noticed Efren was frantically spraying something into his mouth.
He was fresh out of Banaca? Is that what you're telling me?
Turns out it was Axe body spray, and his plan was to spray a bunch of it in his mouth to cover up the smell of booze he'd been drinking.
All he's going to do is convince the cop he's not even old enough to be driving.
Yeah, exactly. Can I point out that his photo, when I went instantly to see what his photo looks like at the bottom of the page, he looks exactly like an adult that would use Axe body spray.
Oh, yeah, he does.
Like, he's such a bro.
He's at the gym.
And, oh, God, he is an adult that would own Axe body spray.
JTL, for sure.
You can see it.
Yeah, there's some big problems with that plan. The cop saw him use the spray. There's an empty Corona cans all over the car.
There were 11 open Corona cans on, like, rolling around in the floor.
Those could have been opened at any point, all right? I'm just sitting here, Axe body spray. That's where the alcohol came from on my breath.
And the Axe body spray doesn't cover up the smell of alcohol on your breath.
I mean, it is mostly alcohol. So if
That's true.
That probably doesn't go that well.
I had a buddy. Oh, God, I was, what, 23? And I wasn't with them, but these two buddies of mine, cop pulled them over. These idiots are 23. They decided they were going to go have drinks and drive. Don't do that, right?
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm.
So cop pulls them over. My buddy jumps out of the car, and he's in the passenger seat, okay? Jumps out of the car and tried the old chug a bunch of beers thing as the cop's walking up, because then they won't know when you drank kind of deal. Of course it didn't work.
Of course not.
And he got in even more trouble. If he'd have just kept his mouth closed and sat in that passenger seat, he would have been in zero trouble.
Yeah, because he wasn't driving.
It was so stupid. Wow. Like, people do really dumb stuff when they know that they've been an idiot and they're in a car when they've been drinking, and then they're trying to cover it up. Like, it's the dumbest thing. The dumbest thing.
Yep. Probably at that point, it's just over.
You're just done.
Just be done with it.
Hold on. This is what's next with JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
Lauren has an integrated from Music City, including new music from Bon Jovi.
It sure sounds like it.
We'll get that coming up.
Keeping you in the know from Music Row. It's the Nitty Gritty from Music City on New Country, Kix 96.9.
Congratulations to Brantley Gilbert and his wife, Amber. They are expecting their second child.
Oh, nice.
She shared a photo on Instagram that featured pink balloons plus the announcement. Quote, I can finally share a big secret. Barrett will be a big brother to a baby sister in September. It's been so hard to keep this under wraps, so thanks for being patient and waiting on me to share when we were ready. Barrett is 16 months old. So congratulations to Brantley and Amber and their whole family.
Yeah.
Well, the ACM Awards are almost here, and they're going to bring back the ACM Flashbacks feature. That's where they take current artists and pair them with greats of the past.
Yeah.
So Brooks and Dunn will be doing something with Luke Combs, and George Strait will do something with Miranda Lambert. So that's going to be awesome.
Nice.
Miranda's also going to do a medley of her greatest hits. The non-flashback collaborations, and there are several of them, include Dierks Bentley with Brandi Carlile, Eric Church with Ashley McBride, Maren Morris with the Brothers Osborne, Jason Aldean with Kelly Clarkson, and Kane Brown with R&B singer Khalid. So all kinds of interesting stuff coming up on the ACMs. Blake Shelton has announced that he's dropping a new single on Friday called God's Country.
Right.
This is big news also because it will be the first single off of Blake's new album. So this is kind of our first taste into what that's going to be. In a statement, Blake said, quote, God's Country is a song that has a strong and deep, meaningful lyric, but at the same time, it leaves up to the listener's interpretation. No matter where you're from or where you're standing, it's my belief you're standing in God's country. It's really about a state of mind. For me, it's about being from Oklahoma, where I was born, raised, and still live today.
It isn't even saying, but...
Well, no, it's just a teaser.
Teaser.
Yeah, so that's a little bit of the new Blake song, which JP pointed out sounds a little like this.
I really hope he does kind of a Bon Jovi on the side of a... Because Blake at one point in time had an epic mullet.
Well, also, has he confirmed it's not a Blake Bon Jovi collaboration?
Right, he is not.
He has not confirmed that.
Him and Bon Jovi together would be a lot of fun.
I guess we'll have to wait till Friday to find out. This is the Nitty Gritty from Music City. I'm Lauren Silverman for Kicks 96.9.
You're just a few seconds away from this with the JP Lauren and Husker Nick Show on Kicks 96.9.
One of our favorites jumps on the phone with us, Jared Neiman. We'll get him live in just a few.
Live, local, and laughing. Now, it's JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
We like to celebrate people doing good things and other good things for you, like cash and concerts. So listen for more opportunities for you to win $1,000. We'll have Millionaires Club coming up, too. That's another good thing. What other good things do you have?
There is an organization that I think we need some of here in Lincoln. It's based out of Albuquerque right now, but it's called Teeniers. And basically what it is they hire all these teenagers to coach elderly people on using technology.
Nice.
And it is the most perfect thing. They do it either the teenagers will come to you, you can come to their offices, or they hold all these group events. Okay. But the teenagers go out and do one-on-one coaching on stuff that the elderly people are confused about or are afraid to use technology, whatever.
Right.
The little video is so cute. One of the ladies goes, I asked them to come help me figure out why I had 3 Facebooks. Or they said one of the most, which a lot of us with grandparents can relate to.
But Facebooks, that's funny.
Things they said they get a lot, like how do you attach a photo to an email? Or one of the teenagers was talking about this woman she taught to FaceTime so she could see her grandkids in Minnesota, and she just starts crying.
Aww.
But what a great idea. These teenagers get a little bit of work experience, and they help people stay independent
that's
for
excellent.
Longer.
That's a great
that's
idea.
Such a great idea.
That's brilliant. That's going to make your good thing.
My good thing, if you didn't see it on social media, because it was everywhere yesterday, Marvel released the 1 month countdown to the new Avengers movie, which I am so excited about. And it's funny because I know this, but every time I read it, it floors me that this is 10 years and 22 movies. And they are promising it is, it's a final stand. This
and
is the end.
Over 3 hours long.
It's going to be awesome. I'm so excited.
Such an epic.
Yeah, they got the runtime out now. They got all sorts of stuff. There's really cool posters out. I need to figure out what I was telling you guys in the main poster. Everybody's looking to the left, except Thor and Okoye. They're looking to the right. I want to know what they're looking at.
Mm-hmm.
I think they saw something. Although Thor's got a weird eye, so maybe he just can't see that other direction.
Or it's just like trying to get all your kids to look the same direction for a picture.
Come on, superheroes.
Everybody focus.
Everybody left. Thor and Okoye, that's your right.
They were so close and they just gave up. Whatever, close enough.
That's probably it.
Exactly.
Even the raccoon is looking in the right direction. Come on.
The tree and the raccoon are doing their job, but you can't do
yours. This is a plant,
yours.
And it knows where it's looking. You are the god of thunder, and you don't know left from right.
Groot is being more cooperative than you right now, Thor.
Okoye, you are a lethal killing machine, but you don't know the difference between right and left. I'm sorry. Never mind. You're a lethal killing machine.
So funny.
Can't wait. Can't wait.
It's going to be exciting. This good thing that I have for you was handed to us by our friend Susan Littlefield, who messaged us yesterday and said, because I say, send us good things that you know of.
Yes, please do.
And one of them is that the John Deere Agricultural Dealers in the state of Nebraska have contributed $60,000 for disaster relief. And
that's
so their donations, a variety of programs aiding the farmers, the ranchers, and rural communities. In addition to that, the dealers are each providing additional relief in much-needed supplies and equipment. So nice job, John Deere, for stepping up and helping out fellow Nebraskans. And you can also help us out with our big flood relief concert coming up on Friday at the Starlight Events Center. And that the doors open at 5, the bars open then 2. We have great music from Buckaroo, Sack of Lions, and Dylan Bloom, and a variety of auction items with Coryell put, our Knights girl, Coryell, put up on our Facebook page at KX969 for you to check out.
More? Yep, you're just seconds away from this. From JP Lauren and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
Once again, we managed to avoid the conversation about me getting roofied on a bus.
I'm so disappointed in myself. I really, really am.
Get that coming.
Get up and get at it, Lincoln. It's the Kix Morning Show with JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
Hey, it's Jared. How are you today?
Jared Neiman, how are you, man?
It's JP.
Yes, sir.
My man.
It's been a little bit.
It has. You got the whole wrecking crew in there with you, huh?
We're all excited about you coming back to town.
Nice.
You're back with the crazy tour. I just love the name of it, Tall Boys and Short Stories.
Well, it was either that or Throw Down Do We Throw Up Tour.
Throw down till we throw up. How do you make that decision? Because they're both obvious winners.
Well, I obviously wanted the latter, but everybody else was like, eh. So it was 99-1.
But your marketing people won on that one.
But I guarantee it'll be the next one. I'll do it next.
As it should be.
Throw up. Nice.
That may be a cool t-shirt at least.
You know, I think it'd be a great t-shirt.
Free bar
you
pack.
Would sell so many of that t-shirt?
It's the alternative tour t-shirt.
The alternative tour. I like that.
That's pretty funny. Well, Jared, we're excited to have you coming back.
Well, it's just one of those places. I know when I'm coming to Lincoln that I got to take my vitamins and minerals because you all know how to party. You're like the bully at recess. You don't play.
You Jared Neiman, we're talking with him. Well, a bunch of hits. Lover, Lover, What Do You Want? One More Drinking Song. Drink to That All Night. His latest, Old Glory. We are really excited to have him at the Bourbon Theater with us coming up on Thursday. Tickets still available, but going quick. Before we let you go, we do a new thing. It's the rapid fire round. We're going to ask you some questions. And you just had the first thing that's on the top of your head that comes
no
to your head.
No wrong answers.
Hope you got your dump button handy.
We do. We're ready to go. All right. So the first one, IHOP or Village Inn? Or Waffle House, probably for you.
You know what? I do. I love the Village Inn in Denver, and I don't get to see it very often, so I'll roll with that. Okay.
We've got plenty of them here in Lincoln, so you can have some Village Inn while you're here.
Pineapple on pizza, yes or no?
You know, people get very passionate about that, and I'm going to say yes because I'm a pig and I don't care.
What's your guilty pleasure TV show?
I keep watching Californication.
That's such a good show. What's the last thing you Googled?
They're like these, this isn't very interesting, what the heck are they called? Sail shades.
Sail shades?
You know, they go over, you're like, I have a patio that gets really, it's a rubber, has a rubber patio, so my dogs are out there burning their feet, even if it's like 50 of them. So it's like these, you tie them to your house and then put a post up, and they just create a shade.
I've seen those, they kind of retract back.
This one's not that fancy, it's like 40 bucks. It's most likely the wind's going to hit it and rip off my, you know, part of my house.
Probably.
Yeah. What's one thing people be surprised to find out about you?
That I'm played on 4 state championship football teams.
That's pretty cool.
Really?
I mean, obviously I didn't do all the work. But
that's awesome.
I'm left-handed. I don't know.
Toilet paper over or under?
Bidet.
Wow. That is a first on that one. We have not had that answer.
I think that I switch it up.
Okay.
What's the worst job you ever had?
I worked on a ranch called El Rancho Exotica, which I know sounds more like a mail review.
Indeed,
but
it does.
But it was, indeed it was. But it was, it's actually this gynecologist owns a ranch in Southwest Kansas.
What?
And they have all these exotic animals from, it's like a privately owned zoo. So we're basically, here we are in Southwest Kansas with none of these animals indigenous to where we're from, and we're trying to take care of all of them. And this was before you could really just Google something, you know?
Yeah.
So that was definitely stressful at times with some of these crazy animals.
That's funny. Dog kisses on the mouth, yes or no?
Yeah, I don't care. My mouth's been in worse places. In fact, I'm about to, we get done chatting, I'm going to throw a picture of my dog kissing me on Instagram.
There you go.
Please do.
Just to prove it. Please do. That's awesome. Is a hot dog a sandwich, yes or no?
Is a hot dog a sandwich? You know, I don't know. I guess not. I've never thought about it. I don't picture it as a sandwich.
Well, Jared, we appreciate your time, man. I am looking forward to hanging out with you again. You've always been very generous to us, and it's going to be a good time at the Bourbon Theater on Thursday night.
Well, the fact that it's called Bourbon Theater, I'm surrounded by a bunch of wild and crazy Huskers, and it's the weekend. You know, well, coming up on the weekend, else do we need?
Exactly. Jared, thank you so much for your time, man. We appreciate you.
Well, always great to chat with you, my brother. And, of course, Lauren and Husker Nick. I look forward to seeing you as well.
Awesome. Thank you so much. We'll see you very soon.
Let's go to jail.
Next with the the J.P. Lauren and Husker Nick Show on Kix 96.9.
We had 10 minutes with Jared, which was hilarious. You can get the whole interview on our podcast at ZKX.com. Coming up, the story everybody's talking about, the Huskers and Tim Miles.
It's the Kix 96.9 Morning Show with J.P., Lauren, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
The meeting was extremely cordial, relatively short. I talked and praised him for many things that he did. I love his passion, his energy, his charisma, his integrity. But in the end, I didn't feel that we were competing the way that I want our programs to compete in the Big Ten Conference. So we will begin the search for our new coach. Don't know how long that's going to take. I think we can attract top coaches at the University of Nebraska with what we have, facility-wise, and certainly the infrastructure and such, and our passionate fan base, that we can move this program up to competing consistently in the Big Ten.
And that was yesterday afternoon. Athletic Director Bill Moose on the firing of Tim Miles.
Did you see the tweets yesterday? All the local media can confirm Tim Miles headed down to the stadium to talk to Moose. Dun, dun, dun! Like, it was the
superly dramatic.
Moose Watch was in full effect yesterday.
Moose Watch.
Yeah.
I also appreciate that he said he's now going to start the search for a
coach. Appreciate that.
Has that ever happened? That after a long build-up to a firing? No, we haven't talked to anybody. We're just going to wait and see afterwards.
That knucklehead Peterson that was here when he hired Bill Callahan. I think Bill Callahan was like the 19th or 20th person on his list he wanted to hire. That was a bad deal. Yeah, no, I mean, we talked about it a month ago on this show,
right? Yeah.
That Tim was going to end up being released, and then you would end up having Fred Hoiberg come in. I reported that a month ago.
Yep.
It's been, you know, more and more public knowledge as time has moved on, like, I guess, nationally and whatnot.
Right.
But so that's the moves to be made. Miles, though, let's concentrate on that, because Hoiberg will be here in, like, I'm guessing the Final Four, so like a week, a week and a half.
Wait a week to announce.
I think they'll wait.
Yeah, this week.
No, I think he's gonna wait. Okay. Fred Hoiberg's kid plays for Michigan State.
Oh, okay.
And I don't think they wanna. That'd be a weird dynamic, hiring your coach
right
while his son's playing, because he has to take questions, but also Fred's sitting there in his Michigan State gear. And if he just
right,
got hired by
son.
Right,
yeah.
And if he
right
just gets hired by Nebraska, and then he's wearing Michigan okay State gear,
makes sense. Just
that could be weird.
That
so I think, yeah, because yeah, this thing is done, like a done dealing on that. But so we'll get to Fred Hoiberg, you know, another time, the new coach that'll be coming in.
Right.
Tim Miles, though, we would be doing an injustice, I should say, to Tim Miles if we didn't talk about him. If you want to be plain and simple on him getting fired, and this happens not just in basketball but in the world, he got tasked with building up a program that when Doc Sadler left was kind of in a really bad spot. They didn't have academics in the right place. We were actually about to get in trouble with academics with the basketball team. And we hadn't won, hadn't really won in, I don't know, 20 years, right, with the basketball program.
Not really. Yeah.
13 years, I think, at the time. Miles, in my opinion, did a great job of being an ambassador for the program. His energy level at the PBA and what he brought when we opened that new palace down there with, you know, our taxpayer money, he brought something for us to go see. We are top 10 in attendance. Part of that's because we have a new palace down there.
Right.
Part of that's because Miles, because Miles did a good job of building this thing up. But I'll tell you, if you want the story of Tim Miles, in my opinion, he did a great job. He was the right guy to open that place. And I personally think the job just got too big for him.
Right.
And that happens.
Yeah.
That happens sometimes. I mean, think about like some of your, hopefully knock on wood, that'll never happen here, but think about like your favorite radio shows or TV shows or whatever, where they'll replace somebody once they get to a spot where all of a sudden it's, you know, there's a lot of money behind it. Yeah, there's a lot of money to be made, all those things. And I really think that's what happened to Tim. I think he'll leave here and go to a non-Power 5, so not in the Big Ten or something like that. Like, I'll throw out a random name, like a Montana State, something like that, right? He'll go there. And he'll have a long career and be in the NCAA tournament multiple times, and he's perfect for that gig. Like, perfect. Perfect, perfect. Whereas at Nebraska, you compete in the Big Ten, like Moose was saying, and you have to have...
And expectations are super high.
I mean, you can go through the bottom of the Big Ten and look at the teams in the bottom of the Big Ten, and they've got multiple NBA-type players on their teams. A place like, you know, Montana State, like I said, they have zero. But they play in a conference with Zero, and he can coach up all the Johnny Truebloods that he wants to until his like little heart explodes, and he'll do a great job of it. But just, so, you can't consistently win with that in the Big Ten.
A lot of people, I'm sure, are going to be asking it, like, what is this going to cost the university for
It ends up being like $3 million. They actually, poor Miles, man. Like, all these other coaches got these big, you know, golden parachutes. Not that $3 million is anything to shake a stick at.
Yeah.
But, like, Bo Pelini just stopped getting paid like a month ago.
Right.
You know? I mean, it's been 4 years since Bo is here. So,
and obviously, there was a lot of sadness around this.
Yes.
He's going to be just fine.
He'll be fine.
Right.
He's a, but, dude, I mean, like, he's a good dude.
He's
and
a great
was,
guy.
What I would tell people is you had some highs, you know, no-sit Sunday. You had, you know, the Iowa game at the end of last year. You had this little magical run that we just had here in the tournament. What I'd say is remember all those things, but don't forget there's a reason we're here, because all the, you know, losing streaks too and all those things. So I just think the job got a little too big for him, and he kind of hit his pinnacle. And I'll say this, Fred Hoiberg is arguably the number one coach to go get, and we're going to land him, okay? So what that tells you, we would never have gotten Fred Hoiberg, even though his parents live here, even though he's got family that work in the athletic office. He would have never looked at this place if it weren't for Tim Miles and the work he put in the last 7 years.
Right. Okay. Right.
Tim has elevated this program.
Yeah. Miles.
So, I mean, again, it's a tough deal. It's a hard pill to swallow. But Tim elevated the program to a point where expectations are a little too much, maybe, that he wouldn't be able to match those. Okay. And it ended up getting him. But it's, dude, I'm telling you, it's going to be an exciting time. An exciting time around Nebraska basketball when they do announce Fred Hoiberg. He's going to be awesome. And keep an eye on Doc Sadler. He was here before.
Mm-hmm.
Keep an eye on him. I'll give you that. I'll give you that tease.
Interesting.
Right there. But keep an eye on Doc and what he's doing. Just keep an eye on him.
All right. Well, that's the latest on what's going on with the Husker basketball team. We'll wait and see what happens once we get closer to the Final Four.
Stay put. Here's what's next with the JP Lauren and Husker Nick Show on Kix 96.9.
Sorting out marriage issues in hopefully the funniest of ways. We've got Chris and Frankie in couples therapy. That's next.
JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick in the morning are on
Kix 96.9.
Relationships are challenging.
Couples costumes. Whenever that happens, that means manhood has left the building.
And occasionally, couples need professional help.
Oh, wait, I had their own lipstick.
Oh, that's it. I've had it.
It's 1 minute.
Nothing takes a minute with you.
But when getting by on the cheap is the plan of action, there's couples therapy with JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
And we'll do the best to help you out with whatever's bugging you
guys.
You just have to get a hold of us on Facebook or Twitter, KX969.
It was pointed out to me yesterday because, of course, I was doing all my Tim Miles coverage from a bar. And it was pointed out to me by one of the patrons in there that during couples therapy, the people are 100% on picking the right choice. Someone said, I was like, I think you're right.
How would you know that?
Yeah, they just told me. I was like, all right, I believe you. I think the people are 100% right now. They're dominating the world. They're always helping out people, helping out these couples.
And that's what we're going to do today for Chris and Frankie.
I'll go with it.
Yeah. Sure.
Yeah.
There's no way to know that, but
hey,
yes.
We're 100%. They're 100%. We're saving everybody's marriages. Life is good around here. There's nothing we can't handle.
Exactly. So Chris is the one who reached out to us and would like us to help him with his wife, Frankie. Good morning, Chris. How's it going?
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Good.
Dude, hey, thanks for joining the show, man.
All right, well, I'm going to get down right to this
Please do. How can we help you?
Yeah, I got a unique problem. My my crazy wife, she wants me to, how should I say this, wax the old rusty wagon wheel. She wants me to be smooth in my backside.
That's the wagon wheel? Oh, I was not, what?
Yeah, I'm trying to, you know.
She wants you to do what now?
I was not sure what that euphemism is, like where we were talking about.
She wants you.
Your body.
She wants you to do what?
She wants me to wax my cornhole.
What?
She wants me smooth down there.
I have so many questions, and I realize I don't actually want the answers to any of them. I just had a list of questions pop up in my head, and then, nope, don't want to know any of them.
Oh, my God.
Now you know why I called you guys.
Oh, okay.
I guess.
Okay.
All right, let's bring your wife on. Let's see what his wife has to say.
Frankie, good morning.
Good morning.
So.
What?
What?
Okay.
What?
Everybody relax. Everyone is going to be on my side on this, okay?
Okay.
You have to understand my reasoning.
Okay.
Lay it out there for us.
All right. First off, he leaves racetracks in all of his underwear.
Wow. Oh, no.
Okay.
That's not where I thought this was going at all.
I had to stop doing his laundry. It was just, oh my God. It was so nauseating.
Are those things correlated?
Well,
guilty.
Oh, man.
But guys, here's the thing. Like, how are we supposed to, have, sexy time when he's got, Daytona mud racetracks in the back of his shorts?
Okay? Oh, wow.
Well, I assume the hair would act as sort of a filter there.
I mean.
I got nothing but laughter.
Yeah.
No, that's legit not sexy.
Okay. See, so it's going to help. And, again, that's not even the half of it.
Okay.
He also works for the railroad, and during the summer, he gets swamp butt.
Mm.
Really bad swamp butt.
Yeah.
And again, it is, it's gross. It's gross.
Again, guilty.
See, it's not like he's denying any of this. Like, at least he's up front.
Right.
My eyes
is
are
it
going to
cause chafing?
Okay,
so Frankie, right, I have to ask, have you ever had that done?
No, I do it. Like, I take care of my yard. Okay, I take care of it all. I'm always about it. And I have a friend whose hubby does it, and she says it is so sexy. So I am all about it. I just want him to try it once. Just once, if he likes it.
Wow.
All right, so you want him to get a Brazilian, basically?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Is
my eyes are watering just thinking
is
about the pain.
Team Frankie, Chris should get a Brazilian, and Team Chris, yeah, no?
I think so.
Is that what we're... Is there somewhere in the middle where there's more grooming, but not necessarily
I'm only doing the backside. We're not getting to the middle either.
Did they even do that?
Yeah, we're going to start with the backside. I can't push too hard. I feel like this is a good compromise, doing the backside Brazilian.
That's a thing? I don't go in, put your money down, and be just the hole.
Lauren, your broadcasting career just took a whole new...
Settle for the backyard.
Okay.
Just the backyard, not the front yard.
All right. Well, let's ask the people. So what's the question?
Here we go.
Don't miss this.
I'm on Team Chris.
Next on the JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick Morning Show.
All right, we put it up on Facebook or Twitter. Are you Team Frankie, Chris should get a Brazilian, or are you Team Chris? Yeah, no. we'll talk to the people and see what they say next.
In the morning.
Makes me laugh.
It's never boring.
A little bit of music and a lot of funny talking.
It's JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick. Kicks 96.9.
One of the most awkward couple therapies we've done.
I feel like you've done this before, JP.
What?
Jinx.
I haven't.
Even Lauren was surprised by that. I just assumed this was a thing. I've always thought, I just assumed you shaved your arms, but you don't. I look down, I don't
arms
see
are
it.
Arms there, legs, leg hair's there.
Oh, you strike me as a shaver of the body kind of guy.
I will be honest, I have thought about the undercarriage and clearing that
out. Oh, God, I'll never get this look off my face now.
I'm just being honest. You guys should see the look on Lauren's face.
I'm going to get stuck
goodness.
Like this.
It's the same, remember that time that I tooted in the studio? Same look. Same look you got right there. And I said tooted.
So are you Team Frankie, her husband Chris should get a Brazilian and try it?
Oh, my God. It is 83% Team Frankie right now.
Really?
On Twitter.
Okay, so we want to know from you. 466-9696. Should Chris get a Brazilian, yes or no?
I feel like these are...
Frankie needs to step up to the plate.
Oh, so you're on her team.
Oh, yeah. It'll be like a new woman. She'll be all over him.
Okay.
All right. She did say like four different times about sexy times, so maybe.
Well, yeah, that's what she's looking for.
Nick on Facebook, with great sacrifice could come glorious reward.
That's it's so uncomfortable.
Right?
Oh. By the way, I think I know why the voting is the way it is.
Okay.
She said he works at the railroad. I guarantee his buddies at the BN are all jumping on here and voting.
Oh, probably.
To make him have to get a Brazilian. I guarantee
just to,
it.
Just to stick it to him?
Yeah,
just to
100%.
Him.
That's what friends are for.
Michael on Facebook says, talk about airing your dirty laundry.
All right, so should... is it Team Frankie? Chris should go downtown and get a Brazilian.
I want to hear from some dude that's had this done. If there is someone out there, I want to hear from you. I want to know how that happened.
Brazilian or no Brazilian, 466-9696 with couples therapy. Going downtown.
So
oh,
no!
Well,
ain't nothing gonna stop us now.
Good morning!
JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick are on
Kix 96.9.
It's couples therapy. Oh my goodness, this is ridiculous. What do you got, Husker?
C. Weber on Cameron on Twitter, at Cameron and a bunch of numbers. He said, guys, a lot of alcohol, a very bad bet gone wrong. I couldn't sit down for like a week.
Oh, no.
Chris, his wife, Frankie, wants him to get waxed the Brazilian, if you will.
Just the back.
For our wedding, to go on our honeymoon, Jess demanded, because she hates like neck hair. She thinks it's gross.
Okay.
And I get like a mullet in like two weeks.
Neck?
Yeah, it's crazy. Like my neck hair on my beard connects to it. Like that's how, if I don't shave it. So Jess
like
made
a
me.
Shakespearean collar.
Oh, 100%. Like I don't need a scarf, okay, if I don't want one. But so she had me go get waxed on the back of my neck. Oh my Lanta, that hurts so bad. So I can't imagine what would be going on in that neighborhood. Woo!
Down low.
What's really interesting is on Twitter, it is 80% Team Frankie, meaning, yes, he should get waxed. On Facebook, it is 60% Team Chris,
really?
No, he should not. It switched on the two platforms.
Chris just tweeted us, and she said, great song choice followed by this one. I don't know why you don't take me downtown anymore.
You're welcome, people. You'll never hear that song the same
way
again.
So we wanted to hear from you. Good morning.
Good morning. I don't really know what team to be on here, but what if he got like those flushable to get a more thorough clean?
Flushable wipes?
Yes.
Yeah.
They
yeah.
saw them in the toilet paper aisle.
Oh,
and just,
this
like,
is the greatest show we've
wipe.
Ever done.
I've heard of flushable
oh,
wipes.
Oh, my goodness.
I have a friend that he carries them around with him wherever he goes.
Oh, yeah. They say you never
baggie.
Go back. It's
yeah.
a game changer.
Interesting.
Yeah, you
say
get the flushable
you never
wipes.
Go back.
we have another tweet coming in. This one is from Ollie Oxenfree, and it says lip gloss and hot sauce, so you know she's fire. So she,
oh, I thought that was her suggestion.
No.
What?
Yeah, lip gloss and hot sauce.
Wait,
oh, boy. Well, hold on. She said waxing isn't that bad. The pain will let up after like a day. Also, you could try shaving first before going to straight waxing. There is no razor blade getting anywhere near that area. Oh, my
like
gosh.
Like the electric ones.
Whatever, man. Those kinda things like, will still bite you.
Yeah.
You know.
Also, I mean, you guys shave your faces. I've shaved my legs.
They're stubble like in a day.
The stubble. And also, that's not a, like, smooth area to
don't
shave.
Don't make that hand.
Why are you doing hands?
She's doing like
pantomime.
If you were to like open up and put your face through like here's Johnny. Like Lauren's
but
doing this.
Razor blades.
Oh, Lauren.
That would not be an easy area to shave at all.
The worst pantomime you've ever done. Yeah. Oh,
stop doing
Can
that.
Can you imagine little nicks in there?
Little nicks.
You just channeled your inner JP right there.
Little nicks like you cut.
Yeah,
not like
I know.
You.
Like.
Just tiny little knees, and they're like, don't worry, I'll take care of business.
High kicks.
Chocolate tunnel.
Neither one. I'm both, but my thoughts and prayers go out to the person that actually has to get back there and do the job. If it's as bad as she is, oh boy, I wouldn't want to touch it. So.
That's real. That's a real concern.
And you did ask for someone.
I did. I need to hear from somebody who has had this done. So I can like confirm. I need to hear what that situation
and
is.
And we
going
have
on.
Said someone good morning.
Well, Husker Nick said he wanted to call from somebody firsthand.
Okay, have you done this?
Oh, yeah. All right, just like a regular haircut, about every 3 months.
Oh, my gosh. I'm squeezing my cheeks together right now. And I'm not trying.
But wait. So do you like it?
Well, it's just my gal, she's all neat with her stuff, and, you know, she wanted me to be neat, so I said, okay. The first time's the worst time. After that, you just, you know, you're kind of psychologically set for it. So, you know.
Your pain tolerance is much higher, and you can handle it now?
Well, I just really don't, you know, you get all worked up when you do something for the first time.
Yeah.
Now it's just like going to get a haircut. Do you go to the same person every time?
Well, I normally, now that it's been done a few times, I'm trying to have help getting it done, so I don't even go to anybody now.
You just take care of business on your own?
My gal does it for me.
All right.
Okay.
You have a close relationship. Well, that is you guys are a strong. That's a strong bond you two have.
Well, hey, I appreciate that.
I did, man. Hey, I appreciate. Hey, I appreciate you, man. Thank you for calling in.
That's also a commitment to saving money.
Have a good one.
All right, Lauren, you like saving money.
Is this Paul and
no?
No.
You guys do your own haircuts.
Yeah, you guys do your own haircuts at the house.
Kids, I do the kids.
And Paul's hair.
No, I don't. Oh, okay. I did at one point. But, like, if there's just, I love my husband, there's a level of closeness I don't desire.
So if Paul shows up and says, honey bunny, I need you to wax my undercarriage.
Here's $30. Say, find someone who's trained to do this. Is that something you want somebody?
No, I don't want anybody. I don't care if they're trained or not. Not interested for me. I'm but on, like, Team Chris here.
I just feel like there are some things you don't want to save money on.
Buy a bidet. That's my answer right now to this whole thing.
A bidet?
A bidet. Let's bring them back in. Are they back with us still?
On Twitter, it's 71% Team Frankie to do the Brazilian.
Chris, are you going to go through with this now that the people have voted?
I said I would. I think I'm going to grab a bottle of whiskey and make sure I don't eat too much burritos before.
That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, dear. All right. Well, good luck.
Not eat the burrito right before you do it, baby.
Yeah, he said he wasn't going to do that, thankfully enough.
A bottle of whiskey is probably a good idea.
All right. Well, we may have to hear back from you guys to see how
you,
things
just went. Send an email to JP. That's
an email just
you
to
guys.
Me.
You guys just hang. You keep that. You send it to him.
Well, Frankie, there you go. Chris is gonna get things taken care of for you. And thank you both for being a part of the show.
Yeah, we love you guys. Thank you for being a part of the show.
Chris, good luck to you.
Thank you, guys.
All right, bye.
Hold on. This is what's next with JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
I'll tell you, if you need our assistance, it could be anything. Now that we've done
really
that.
Anything,
oh, my goodness.
Apparently.
Literally anything.
Oh, dear.
Brought to you by Certified Transmission.
Live on your radio, it's the Kix 96.9 Morning Show with JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick.
Why are you the way that you are? Honestly, every time I try to do something fun or exciting, you make it not that way. I hate so much about the things that you choose to be.
He's one of the many great bosses of television and movie fame.
He had a cup that said world's best boss.
He did, didn't he?
Mm-hmm. So he was the world's best boss.
I don't know if this is a good employee or butt kissing.
Okay.
But there is a survey that came out, and the best ways to suck up to your boss.
Okay.
Number one is manage up. Okay. If you've never heard the term, it's about managing people above you and finding ways to help them succeed, because if they do, then you do too.
That makes sense.
I find there's nothing an employee likes than having someone else who is not their boss them around. That's usually a really, like, I get it, your boss likes it. But let me tell you, that employee that you're bossing around, not usually very happy with you.
They said it's about helping other people succeed.
Ah, there you go.
Not necessarily telling them what to do, but helping
them. It's a positive spin. I like it.
Yeah.
Number two is say thanks more often, even when they say you did something wrong.
Oh.
Let's
try this, Lauren.
Well, yeah, that's accepting criticism well. Thank you for telling me.
Let's try this, Lauren. Are you ready? All right. I thought your Nitty Gritty from Music City wasn't very good this morning.
Thank you for the feedback.
Cool. See, there you go. See how that works?
That was proper.
Gosh, I mean, I feel also, good right now. Wow.
You know in my eyes that I hate you, but I said yes. Thank you.
No, I saw the knives. It was like daggers, like,
but the words I said were thank you. So right. Everybody wins.
Ah.
Get to work early. People who show up early tend to be seen as more competent.
Yeah, butt kisser. Is that what you mean by competent?
That's maybe what it means.
Yeah, butt kisser. Got it.
And so then number four, solving problems on your own. Show some initiative and only bring stuff to your boss if you really try to figure it out.
Don't be a pain in their ass.
Hold on, though. We've all at some point had, by the way, Rob, if you're listening, not saying this is you now.
No.
But we've all had at some point a boss that can't get their hands off of everything. Like, they have to have control of everything.
Right.
When you do that, it's like, oh, cool. Look what I did. I made this great thing, and it's so much easier for what we're trying to do at work. And they're like, yeah, that's not how I want it.
Right.
Like,
yes.
Boop, boop. You got to know your boss before you go do that thing.
That's true with any of those.
Yeah.
And there are some people that you can't win with anyway.
Right, right.
But I don't know why. JP, you think this is butt kissing or is this being a good employee?
I think we've all laughed at our like boss's jokes to try to make them feel better. When you think about that, that's something that's there.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if this is necessarily butt kissing. I think it's just being a good employee.
I had a buddy at Best Buy that would do the laughing at the boss's jokes thing, mm-hmm. but it was like so over the top. It was like the most hearty, like, oh yeah, that's funny. Good one, man. Way to go, Chris.
Only if your boss is an idiot, you know what I mean? Like normal people with social skills can tell if other like you're not.
No,
you don't think that's funny.
No comment about Chris from Best Buy.
No.
Maybe he was.
Not the case. Yep.
You're just a few seconds away from this with the JP Lauren and Husker Nick Show on Kix 96.9.
So with this, we thought maybe a little bit of group therapy too. What thing does your boss do that annoys you?
Give us the one thing that just drives you nuts.
466-9696 or Facebook and Twitter. You can also direct messages anonymously.
Yes.
So you don't get in trouble with the boss. But we want to hear from you. 466-9696. What thing does your boss do that annoys you? We'll get your calls. Brought to you by Max Muscle Next.
JP Lauren and Husker Nick. Lincoln's new country. Kix 96.9.
Before we get back to the things your boss does that annoys you.
Kix 96.9, Cash in Concerts. A shot at $1,000 and concert tickets is happening right now.
Let's get you another keyword for $1,000 in Chris Young, Chris Jansen tickets.
Yes, let's.
We've done reason, tongue, and now breath.
B-R-E-A-T-H. Where are we going with this?
I have no idea. I don't know where our boss is going with these keywords, but we'll find out together.
Yes,
so
we will.
Put breath into our website at kzkx.com for your chance to win $1,000. Or tickets with Cash in Concerts. Asking you, what thing does your boss do that annoys you? And you can direct message us if you want to stay anonymous, too.
Yep, we just got one anonymous message that says, my boss acts like people's friend instead of a supervisor, so there are people in my department who barely work and get away with it.
That's no fun at all. Hi, Kix. What does your boss do that annoys you?
Yeah, it annoys me when he emails me, asks me for an update on a project, and I email him back, like, that same day if, you know, like 15 minutes after he sends it.
Sure.
And then a week later, he calls me or texts me. So what's going on with this account?
That's always fun, isn't it? Like, did you read the email that you asked me for that I responded with?
Yeah, typical guy.
So 466-9696, it's your Facebook and Twitter.
Do you think Rob is like sweating in his car right now? Like, what are these jokers going to say about me?
I'm not saying anything about you. We're getting everybody's phone calls and messages.
That would be an example of butt kissing.
466. 466-9696, or Facebook and Twitter. You can stay anonymous if you want to, too. What does your boss do that annoys you?
That one thing that just drives you crazy.
Group therapy continues next. Yesterday. It's around a group therapy as we're asking you, what thing does your boss do that annoys you? You can direct message us as well if you want to stay anonymous.
We're getting several anonymous ones. Okay. This anonymous one says, it annoys me when my boss gives me the green light for a project and then turns around a day later and yells at me for not getting approval before proceeding. This is a weekly occurrence.
You can call
Write things down.
Ooh, I got a really... Did you... Simba's? Have you seen his yet?
Yeah, no.
Simba tweets the show. Well, wait. Anonymous. I'm just kidding. His wife follows him on Twitter. I'll just say anonymous for fun on it. He says, my boss sets an alarm clock, and when it goes off, she makes me get out of bed and go to work. Sometimes I have to load the dishwasher or mow the lawn. Hashtag the worst.
466-9696 or Facebook and Twitter, KX969. The annoying thing your boss does, with some group therapy for you. Including Brad, my boss likes to mumble and use a speaker while talking to me on the phone. I can't understand him. What else is there? 466-9696. JP Lauren Hushkinick with Thomas Red 16. The things that your boss does that annoys you. On Twitter, one thing that annoys me about my boss, he has OCD to the extreme. We clean for a living. When we make beds, she has to measure the sheets on each side.
Oh my gosh.
Like legit. Measure it all out. 466-9696 or Facebook and Twitter. A little group therapy where you can let us know what your boss does that annoys you. And we'll give you some fun with Fremont Bull Riding Classic tickets. Now, it's Jason Aldean's Kicks.
JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick. The Kicks Morning Show is on now.
What would you say you do here?
That's an annoying thing. Mm-hmm. What does your boss do that annoys you?
So not here, but in an old job I had. The boss liked to talk a lot about collaboration. He, you know, he was always Mr. like, I need all your ideas. I want to hear everybody's ideas on this, blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
But every single time he would lay out what he thought we should do, what he thought should happen. And then people would be like, well, X, Y, and Z, I was thinking blah, blah, blah. And he'd listen and he'd listen and he'd listen. And then he would say, I go back. And he would reiterate his own idea, and that is what would happen. Every single time.
Oh,
first off, the song, I Go Back, now makes me think of that every single time. But also, look, if you don't want my ideas, just don't ask.
Yeah.
Why did we just sit here for 20 minutes where everybody could weigh in so that we could just do exactly what you were going
to
do in the first place?
He's patronizing you guys to make you feel like you have say in this thing.
Yes, exactly.
You know? I go back.
Yeah, yeah, let me hear what you guys have to say. Cool. Now we're going to do what I said I wanted to do.
That's also, that phrase was how you knew he had not even heard anything.
Oh, yeah. He just zoned out. Yeah.
Yes, 100%.
Anonymous on Twitter. My boss constantly wants to be my best friend and texts me and tries to get a hold of me all the time when I'm not at work. I can barely handle the boss when I'm at work. I don't want extra time to deal with the boss.
I'm not going to lie to you guys. This anonymous fellow hates his boss. You hear all these different anonymous quotes? I'm just kidding.
Another one, anonymous. My boss likes to schedule meetings at 4:30.
Rob Kelly, our boss, I love you. I've said this story on the air before, so I'm going to say it again because it's funny. My favorite thing about Rob is he'll call you into his office because he's desperately got something he wants to talk to you about. He'll get about 5, maybe 6, but like words into his sentence, and then he'll slowly rotate and start typing an email about something completely different, and he'll just slowly stop talking. And you sit there for like 4 minutes while he does his email. And then he turns around and looks at you, waiting for you to answer whatever the 6 words were that he didn't finish that sentence. It is awesome.
It actually, my dad was famous for that.
Oh, yeah.
Famous for that with the, hold on, let me just send this email. We're not leaving for half an hour.
No, no.
I have one email to
like
finish.
Like he's talking to me while thinking about something all the way different in that brain of his. And eventually that thing takes over. And it's awesome.
Another anonymous one. My boss likes to say good afternoon when you're 5 minutes late, and everybody in the office effing hates it.
Smart
that's
Alec.
Funny. It's 9:03. Oh, good afternoon. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks for coming.
Yeah.
Hi, Kix. What does your boss do that annoys you?
Okay. She doesn't do anything. Like, I wish I could say that she does something that drives me crazy, but she doesn't do anything.
She would have to actually do something in order to do something annoying.
Yeah, exactly. She just sits in her office. Sometimes she has the door open. Sometimes I peek my head in just to see if she's alive, if she's around. And sometimes she has her door closed and I can hear her talking. And I don't know what she does. I literally have no idea.
That's outstanding. So,
there's that. My boss likes to call everybody champ, buddy, or sport.
Ah, no, you are not my grandpa.
You can let us know and have a little group therapy on Facebook or Twitter, KX969. If you need to do it anonymously, you can do that too, and we'll laugh along with you.
More? Yep. You're just seconds away from this. From JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick on KX96.9.
Lauren has new music from Bon Jovi?
Maybe.
That's next.
I woke up this morning. Get on up. Gets me in a good mood. It's nice to laugh.